Most mornings, you grab your phone before you even turn on the light. You scroll through Instagram, check the weather, your bank statement. Before long, you're on your computer. And if you're working from home, maybe you have a little Netflix or Hulu on in the background. Maybe you have a smart fridge or thermostat. But it wasn't always this way. Let's peer into the halls of history and go back. Farther, farther, even farther. Because hidden beneath all of the stuff you use every day, the things you take for granted, are a whole lot of wires, cables, connections, and history.
DARPA was initially created as a reaction to the Soviet Union's launch of Sputnik in the fall of 1957.
With a BlackBerry, if you were the IT administrator and somebody got fired, you could press one button and their BlackBerry would be a brick.
When I got there, our primary business was shipping DVDs. It's not a coincidence that the company was called Netflix. The intention was always to deliver it over the network. We just needed to feel that the network was ready.
Introducing Traceroute, the show that dives deep into the birth of the physical infrastructure that makes up the internet as we know it today, and looks forward to where we hope it can go in the future. I'm your host, Grace Andrews, a technical storyteller and product evangelist at Equinix. And throughout this journey, we'll be tracing the history of today's infrastructure back to the beginning. From the early days of silicon chips, to the growth of networks thanks to some unlikely partners, to the explosion of smartphones. Traceroute gives you an inside look and shares stories you've never heard about the building blocks of the internet and how important it is that access remains open to everyone.
The internet, a lot of people assume, is just sort of magical, like it's air that we breathe or electricity that just happens to be available to us. And it's really a very complex system of many autonomous networks that all connect to each other. And these networks are all sorts of networks, and they've been around for many, many years. But in order for everything to continue to grow and reach its ultimate capability, we need systems and technologies and businesses that allow that infrastructure to grow.
The stuff that makes up the internet, past, present, and future. Look out for Traceroute, coming 2022.